AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Flight operations have resumed.
Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the airlift stopped for hours to deal with the backlog elsewhere. President Biden says his pledge is to get all Americans out of Afghanistan who want to leave.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
It's been a struggle to get these people out as the Taliban moves in.
We made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat.
The U.S. deadline to withdraw troops in Afghanistan is August 31st. In court in Washington, Floyd Ray Roseberry told a judge he's not taken his mind medication and was ordered to undergo a mental competency hearing. Roseberry is the man who claimed he had a bomb in his pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol. Mike Richards is out after having the job as host of TV's Jeopardy for only a week. Some podcast comments by Richards were uncovered where he made disparaging remarks about women. Richards plans to remain as executive producer. Pop culture professor Robert Thompson at Syracuse University was asked who will fill the role once held by the late Alex Trebek.
They, by the way, named two permanent hosts in both Mike Richards and Mayim Bialik. She was a perfectly fine choice. I don't know whether she could just be moved in to the slot that Mike Richards has taken.
Florida officials are threatening to withhold funds equal to the salaries of school board members if school districts in two counties don't immediately do away with mask mandates. This is AP News. Jacksonville, Florida has become a coronavirus hotspot.
Florida accounts for 1 in 5 COVID-19 cases nationwide right now. And in Jacksonville, Baptist Health's medical director, Dr. Timothy Groover, says they're bracing for the worst, with the caseload double last summer's surge.
The Delta variant is more likely to attack the young.
Dr. Rogers Kane has an explanation.
We do have a certain population that tends to not believe in the vaccine, and they also have fear of the vaccine.
He says people over 50 have done well getting vaccinations, but
the more resistant ones are the ones under the age of 50.
And Groover says the patients he's seeing these days are getting sicker quicker. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal appeals court allowed the coronavirus-related pause on evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to remain in place. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.